This is Gracelyn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and we are live at the Becker Digital Health, Health IT, and RCM Conference. I'm sitting down right now with Emily Weber, who is the Chief Medical Information Officer at IU Health. Thanks, Emily, for joining me, and let's start off with a little bit of an introduction for yourself and some background.
Wonderful. Thank you, Grace. Like you said, I'm Emily Weber. I'm one of the chief medical information officers at IU Health. I practice in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'm a pediatrician at Riley Children's Health, which is our children's hospital that's part of IU. And I'm really excited. This is my first time at a Becker's event, and I'm here representing IU Health and also the informatics community, talking about ways to engage digital patient experiences and how that is really critical to what we do next in healthcare. I practice in an inpatient setting. So I take care of sick children in the hospital. And then obviously my informatics work, that takes me into hospitals, into clinics, into communities. And in full disclosure, I think I have the greatest job in the world. So,
well, thank you so much for that background. And let's start with a little bit of a discussion about what you are currently most focused on and spending a lot of your time on in your current role.
That's a great question. So right now, so we're in the fall of 2022. We are two and a half years out from our global pandemic. What we're focusing on and what my team and I are really focused on, I say two arms. One is prevention and outreach and connecting with patients in their communities to do the things we need to do to help keep them healthy. That's still a relatively newer thing to do in healthcare, to be honest. We're great at providing sick care. When you're sick, we're the best, right? Come to the hospital and we'll take care of you. I think we're still growing in that preventative space. And then the other part is learning how to reform our operations post-pandemic. Inflation is high, supply chains and staffing, things have all changed. And so it's a real challenge, but it's also a huge opportunity to change things that need to evolve. Be that how we think about how doctors and nurses do their work in a hospital, to models of care, to how we pay for that care, all of it's up for grabs. And so my team and I are focused on those two parts, connecting with patients outside of their visits and how we can use that to promote better health, and then how we reshape kind of the business of healthcare so that we can support those types of programs.
Absolutely. That sounds like you are doing a lot, but a lot of great work.
Definitely keeps us all busy.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, then my second question for you today is, what are you most excited about within your career? And what are some things that you're currently working on that really help you get out of bed in the morning and stay motivated?
That is a great question. Encoded in your question, Grace, I hear what keeps you from burning out in this really challenging world. And I think that that's about discovering the joy. And so I mentioned I clinically practice. I still take a ton of that really does fill me up. I'm really privileged and honored to also have medical students and residents where I work at Riley Children's Health and within the IU Health system. Their passion, their commitment, their brilliance about how we care for patients, that really is very energizing. That's kind of very personal to me. The other thing that I find incredibly exciting is a lot about what we're talking here at Becker's about, which is how we engage with patients. And I don't just mean the technology part. We actually have the technologies we need, I think, a lot of ways. It's really kind of shifting the way we interact with patients. And instead of it being patients come to us as the healthcare system, we are really seeking to meet them where they are. And that means not just convenience and effectiveness and all of that. It really shifts the balance of how medical care happens and how healthcare happens. I think it's really a tipping point to put our patients and the people taking care of them on a more even playing field and having shared goals versus being kind of told what your goals are. So that really excites me when we get to do those types of things. And the beauty of it is, I think now there's enormous drive for it. I think patients are hungry for it. I think we're all ready for it. Everyone's eager to kind of try new things and then sort of break maybe some of the models that have existed for so long. Of course, I would love if it wasn't all the external pressures that are forcing us to do that, but that's what really gets me excited and connected to my work. Again, I know it sounds a little cheesy, but I am very honored to do it. It's a really great time to be in healthcare and in informatics in particular. And I'm not just saying that as a plug for all of the great team members that I work with every day and how we grow our team. It really is inspiring.
Wonderful. Well, Emily, thank you so much for joining me today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Thank you, Grace. It's been a pleasure.